I'm going to reread Psalm 124 from what we considered Sunday evening, and then say a short prayer and make a few prayer applications from that before Buddy comes up. So let me read Psalm 124. A song of ascents of David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. When their anger was kindled against us, then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Father, as we ask you to help us learn more to pray from this psalm, we do pray you'd be with us now. You'd prepare our hearts to bring forth requests and to come to you together as your people. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, I'm not going to rehash the points from Sunday night. I'm just going to make some applications of prayer, because these, you know, the psalms are prayers, and these psalms of ascent each take a different aspect of life as the pilgrims would sing them and pray them. So I just want to remind us some things here. Now remember that when we're in corporate worship, but in a place like this, sometimes we speak to one another even as we're speaking to God. You notice some of the hymns are like that. We're sort of acknowledging, almost like when we're doing responsive readings, we're acknowledging things and in a prayerful spirit. So it's not always absolutely different, you know, what we say, and if we're saying it, sort of acknowledging it together and praying it to God. So there's a sense in which that kind of goes together. But I would say, just like tonight, we're gonna actually share requests. And it hit me. We share requests, petitions, like for people that are sick, traveling. But there's other things that we should share too to pray about, and that's what this psalm's doing. It's telling the story of God's work in his life, in their life. He's saying, you know what, if the Lord hadn't been on our side, we were toast. We were done. And he says it twice, if the Lord hadn't been on our side, and then he tells the story. So that can be our prayer request too, of telling each other, even on a Wednesday night, what God's been doing in our life. So part of it, let's share with one another the story of what God's doing in our life. But in prayer as well, this is where the Psalms are really helpful to increase our prayer life, to make it more robust, deeper, to give us more understanding. We remind the Lord. So that'd be one thing. Remind the Lord. Remind God in your prayers what he has done for you. Remind him of past deliverances. Tell them, you know, God is one ear that is glad to hear us talk. We're not always glad to hear each other talk. Sometimes we're just thinking about ourselves too long. We don't want too much. We don't want to listen, or we're tired, or he is happy and willing to listen to us. And those of us who are kind of wordy and just want to say things a lot with lots of words, I'm not talking about like what Jesus says, empty babble. I'm not talking about babble. I'm talking about telling God what he's done, reminding him, Lord, if you hadn't been with us, we would have never made it. So remind God of what he's done. Acknowledge God's love, his compassions, his mercy, his grace, his power, that you could just say his attributes. Acknowledge them to him. Lord, you're powerful. You saved us. Lord, you're strong. You held back raging water so they couldn't overflow us. You are with me. So you're omniscient. You're with me wherever I am. Let's acknowledge his attributes to him. Well, as you're merciful. So tell one another, then remind God what he's done for you. Acknowledge to God in prayer what he is. Bless the Lord. verse 6, blessed be the Lord. Now in this, what it means is we're speaking good words to the Lord. I guess we could say this is maybe the thankfulness. Lord, thank you. Thank you. And I want to say this is where we kind of step forward and we start thinking about our salvation. We thank the Lord. I think we've already, in your prayer, you thank God. I believe that we became His children. We can thank Him that we're no longer declared, that He's declared us righteous. Thank Him that He saved us from our sins, from the dominion of sin. Sin doesn't have power over us any longer. You know, sin is really that raging water that will sweep us away, but God's delivered us from it. So bless the Lord. And then that final verse, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. That's it's both a profession of faith and a confession of faith. It's not a confession of sin. I'm using that words both ways, so I'll probably use the word profession. It's a profession. So professing our faith. And I think, just like at the beginning I said, let's tell one another. I think this is the same thing. We can do this to one another and we can do it to God. Let's tell one another, I trust in the Lord. You should trust in the Lord because He's good, because He's my help. His name is a strong tower that I run to and I'm safe. He's the one who made all things, so He can help me. And then we pray it. You know, we pray back our confession or our profession. You know, Lord, You are our help. Thank You. Thank You for knowing what I need even when I don't. Your name, Lord, is strong. It declares who You are. It's a safe place to be. Lord, You're the maker, the creator. You're the redeemer. You're the one who saved me. So tell one another as well as profess to one another God's goodness. Remind God what He's done. Acknowledge God's goodness, what He is, who He is and what He's like. Bless the Lord. Pray our profession back. And then one kind of overall thing here. Let's use our imagination. He's using His imagination in describing His difficulties with these words. Swallowed us up alive. Raging waters, prey to their teeth. We escape like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. That didn't just pop right in his head. He had to think about it. What was it like? Almost like a bird. In a snare. And I got away. So we can use our imagination as we pray also. All right, well, let's do that. Nick comes forward and as we pray together.